家打开哥罗西书。
Please open your Bibles to Colossians.
今天我要跟大家用哥罗西书思想一个话题。
And today I want to ponder upon a topic together with you all from the book of Colossians.
我们要看哥罗西书第三章。
And we shall look at Colossians chapter 3.
知道今天呢是十二月最后的几个星期。
And today is one of the last few Sundays of December.
再过一两个星期呢，2017年就过去了。
In just a few more weeks, 2017 would have passed.
你的这一年里你过得如何？
How did you spend this year?
你满意这2017年吗？
Are you satisfied with 2017?
很快的2011年的就快要过去了。
Very quickly, another year would have passed.
我们可以检讨这一年里面发生的什么事情。
Can we evaluate what has happened in this year?
或许你们当中有些人的2017年非常的这个精彩。
Maybe you've had an exciting 2017.
或许在这一年里面，你们有很多的变化。
And maybe many of you might have experienced changes in this year.
这是我们怎么样来回想2017年，或者来思想这一年所发生的事情呢
？As we recap on what has happened this year, how should we?Thinking.
我们可以有很多不同的方向可以思想。
There are many directions that we can think about.
但是我想从这段圣经里面从一个方向来思想。
But I want to use this passage to lead us to think in one direction.
是不是这段圣经里面我想要思想我们是不是活得更像耶稣基督？
And I want us to think in the direction of whether we have lived more like Christ.
我们的生命里面是不是更好的反映耶稣基督的形象
？And is Christ's image more reflected through our lives？
是不是我们更像我们长得越来越像主耶稣
？And are we more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ？
特别是在这个世代里面呢，我们有很多的变化。
Especially when we are facing an age that is full of change.
特别是在过去一个星期里面，大家可能会发现，特朗普总统，美国总统特朗普宣布了他承认以色列成为他这个以色列耶路撒冷成为以色列的首都。
Especially in the past week.When the U.S. President Trump actually announced that he now recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
这个东西对我们基督徒对教会有没有影响？
Does this affect Christians and the church?
我认为有很大的影响。
And I think there is a great influence.
如果你有来我们的祷告会，你就知道我们在祷告会的时候提到解释的特朗普。承认耶路撒冷成为这个以色列的首都，对圣经、对基督徒、对教会都有直接的影响。
Especially if you have come for our prayer meeting, we actually discuss how President Trump's announcement, how his recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, would directly affect the church and Christianity from the biblical perspective.
因为在圣经里的预言里面，对以色列的预言里面，其中有一样呢，就是主再来之前呢，圣殿这个在耶路撒冷的这个圣殿呢，一定会被建立起来。
Especially on the prophecies about the second coming. One such prophecy says that before Christ's second coming, the temple will be rebuilt in Jerusalem.
或许我们先看一看这段圣经，然后我们再看哥罗西书啊。我们先看这个马太福音。
Maybe we should read this passage in the Gospel of Matthew before we turn back to Colossians.
因为我们很多人 对这个段圣经，对特朗普的这个事情呢，不知道如何看待。但是呢，我想从圣经里面来看这段圣经。你打开马太福音第24章。
Because many people do not know how to respond to Trump's announcement, so we want to know what the Bible says about all these things. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音第24章第15节。
Gospel of Matthew 24 verse 15.
因为在马太福音第24章是讲到这个主再来的时候呢，有灾难的这个起头。
And the Gospel of Matthew tells us that before the Lord's second coming, there will be actually lots of sufferings.
你先看马太福音第24章第14节，他说：“这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民见证，然后末期才到。”
Matthew 24 verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
所以这是末期，最后这个当福音传遍天下的时候，主必再来。
And this tells us that when the gospel has been proclaimed throughout the whole world, then Christ will return.
然后你看第15节，他说：“你们看见先知但以理所说的，那行坏可憎的站在圣地，那时读经的人要需要会意，那时犹太人就应当逃到山上，在房里的就不要下来等等。”
And verse 15. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place.Let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, etc., etc.
所以他那时候就讲说，将来呢，在主耶稣来的时候呢，这个那行毁坏的可憎的，其实就是指撒旦，魔鬼，他必要站在圣地。
And before the Lord's second coming, the abomination of desolation, basically describing the devil, he will be standing in the holy place.
那么讲 holy place 是指什么呢？这个圣地是指什么呢？
What's the holy place referring to?
你回去看但以理书呢，它是在指圣殿。
If you refer back to the book of Daniel, then you will find that this is referring to the temple.
所以这边在讲到一个很重要的事情，就是主什么时候再来。
So this is a very important event regarding the second coming of the Lord.
主耶稣说他会再来。
The Lord Jesus said he will return.
圣经里面有300处圣经提到主再来。
There are more than 300 verses referring to the second coming.
跟这个以色列的关系。
And also what it has to do with Israel.
所以在主再来的时候呢，圣殿必须要被建起来。
So before the Lord's second coming, the temple will first be rebuilt.
这个圣殿被建起来呢，所以那个行毁坏的呢，才能够做在圣殿里面自称为神。
The temple needs to be built before the abomination of desolation will stand there and claim to be God.
那么现在圣殿在哪里？
Where is the temple today?
现在我们看到以色列没有圣殿。
There's no temple in Israel today.
我们知道第一次的圣殿呢已经被毁了。那么第二次所罗门的圣殿在建立起来的时候呢，在主耶稣的时代已经被毁了。
We know that the first temple was destroyed, and then after that, the temple was rebuilt. The second temple, however, was destroyed during Jesus' time.
那么主耶稣说，我再来之前呢，这个行毁坏的要站在圣殿里面。但是这个行毁坏站在圣殿什么？其实都没有圣殿，怎么站在圣殿呢？
So when the Bible says that the abomination of desolation will be standing in the holy place, referring to the temple, but there is no temple today.
所以特朗普总统选说要承认以色列呢，这件事情对这个圣殿有没有影响？
So when President Trump announces that he is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, would this have direct implications?
有直接的影响。
Of course there is.
因为如果他称以色列这个耶路撒冷是属于以色列的犹太人就可以建圣殿。
Because when he announced that Jerusalem belongs to Israel, then the Jews in Israel can now officially build the temple.
所以以色列现在以色列这个耶路撒冷不属于以色列，因为是属于一个国际的城市。但是它属于以色列来掌管呢，以色列就能够在这个山上那个圣山上面呢建立这个圣殿。
Because today Jerusalem does not belong to Israel, it is actually classified as an international city, but As soon as Jerusalem officially belongs to Israel, then Israel can build the temple or at Jerusalem.
所以在没有建圣殿之前，首先这个地方必须要属于以色列，以色列才能够建圣殿。建圣殿之后呢，主必然快来。
So before Israel can build the temple at Jerusalem, Jerusalem must first belong to Israel. And once Israel builds the temple at Jerusalem, then the Lord's coming will be extremely near.
长话短说。
And we can summarize this.
我很想跟大家讲有关这个以色列复国这件事情。
I want to talk about how Israel was re-established as a nation.
但是我们必须要找一个适当时间解释。以色列复国呢是完全这个按照圣经的教导实现的。
Because we have to find another time to talk in greater detail about this. The re-establishing of Israel as a nation actually is biblical.
以色列王国两千年成为能够复国呢是非常是一个非常不可能的事情，是一个奇迹。但是在圣经两千年前已经预言了。
Israel ceased to exist as a nation more than 2,000 years ago, and this is actually a miracle in itself to have the nation re-established, and this was prophesied more than 2,000 years ago that it will happen.
如果主耶稣的第一次再来呢，是完全按照圣经；如果主耶稣的第二次来再来，也完全按照圣经。
The Lord's first coming is exactly according to Scripture's prophecy, and so His second coming will also be exactly as prophesied in Scripture.
所以这件事情，如果他能够建立起这件圣殿呢，你就可以准备好，主真的随时会回来。
And if the temple is rebuilt, then we really must be prepared for the second coming that will be near.
所以，但是那个问题是你准备好了没有？
But the question is, are you prepared?
如果主耶稣这一次再来，请问你准备好意见来朝见主吗？
If the Lord Jesus comes again, are you prepared to meet him?
这个是圣经很奇妙的，这些事情呢，在圣经里面已经记载了几千年前的事情，圣经用预言记载，而且一个一个实现。现在很多末后的这个预言也正在实现，请问你预备好去朝见这一位要再出现的主耶稣吗？
And our Bible is indeed amazing because today we see prophecy after prophecy being fulfilled in our time. And so, if the Lord Jesus comes again, are you prepared to meet him?
所以我们的前提是圣经的话呢，一点一话都不能废弃，所有的预言都实现，而且我们看到不断过去不断实现，现在还在实现。特别当这件事情发生的时候，你会发现越来越多人会开始讲这个末世的预言。
And we know that our Bible, not a jot nor a tittle, will pass away before all of it shall come to pass. In the past, we have seen the prophecies fulfilled, and now we are seeing prophecies being fulfilled. So it will happen in accordance to Scripture.
但是我们今天要讲哥罗西书，不是要讲特朗普的。
But today our topic is on Colossians and not Trump.
很自然的，他就会出来。
But it comes so naturally.
无论如何，我们回来看这个哥罗西书。
Whatever the case, let us return to Colossians.
我们要预备来朝见主。
We want to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
让我们先读哥罗西书第一章第三章第一节到第十三节。
We shall read from Colossians 3 verses 1 to 13.
让我先来用中文念。所以你们若真与耶稣一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督就是我们的生命，并他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现。所以要致死你们地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事活着的时候，也曾这样行。但现在你要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，持节穿上新人， 要新人在知识上渐渐更新，正向照顾他的主的形象，并在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、西古提人，为奴的是为主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁的蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心等等。我们读到这里。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of this, the wrath of God is coming. In this too you once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience.
让我们用这段圣经来思想我们这个耶稣基督的丰盛。
And let us use this passage and ponder upon what is an abundant life in Christ.
那么这其实我们新加坡人呢、啊，基本上我们大部分的人都到处旅行。
Basically, Singaporeans are well traveled.
那么很多外国人也到我们中国来，到我们新加坡来。
And、many foreigners come to Singapore.
所以讲话讲多了，所以。这是新加坡啊。
This is Singapore.
去中国去太多了啊。
I've been to China so often, far too often.
所以我们在这个很多外国人到新加坡来的时候呢，你可不可以分别不同的地方来的人
？And when foreigners come to visit, are you able to distinguish where they come from?
你可不可以分辨谁哪一些客旅这个外国人是日本人跟韩国人，你分得出来吗
？Are you able to tell the difference between Japanese and Korean？
你看的时候，你可以分得出来吗
？By just looking at them。
我看有些人可以，对不对
？Maybe some of us can。
你一看就知道这个是日本人，一看这个就是韩国人。
And one look you know this is Japanese, and one look you know this is Korean。
如果你把日本人当成韩国人，韩国人当成日本人，他们都会生气的。
And they will be angry if you treat the Japanese as Korean or if you think the Korean is Japanese.
你有没有办法看出印度人跟巴基斯坦人的不同？
And are you able to distinguish an Indian from a Pakistani?
你知道巴基斯坦人跟印度人是不一样的哈。
And do you know that Pakistani and Indians are different?
你分别得出来吗？
Are you able to tell them apart?
那么同时呢，你有没有办法看出马来西亚人跟印尼人的不同
？And are you able to distinguish the difference between Malaysian and Indonesian？
你看得出来吗
？Can you tell？
如果你看仔细，可能你可以看得出来。
If you are very you study the details, maybe you can tell。
当然，这个笑话我讲过很多次了，就是你能够看出新加坡人跟香港人的不同吗
？And of course, I've told this joke many, many times. Are you able to tell the difference between Singaporean and a Hong Konger?
你知道新加坡人跟香港人不同的，对吗
？You know they are different, right?
你眼睛这样看，你能够看得出来吗
？By just observing them with your eyes, are you able to tell?
当然，有些人很熟悉的话，你看就知道。
And if you are familiar, you will know right away.
其实很简单的，新加坡人怎么看得出来呢？那些不给 tips 的就是新加坡人。
And it's very simple. How do I know that this is a Singaporean? The one who fails to tip, that's Singaporean.
你不给小费呢，这是新加坡人的文化。
And it's a culture that we do not tip. And the Hong Konger, after his meal, he stays there in the restaurant and he doesn't leave. That guy is a Hong Konger.
很多时候呢，我们有时候出门的时候呢，我常常有时候跟太太或者家人出去的时候，我们在机场那边看人，因为等候飞机要等的时候，偶尔你会看到一些人，你觉得看一看，我猜那个人很可能是基督徒。
And sometimes when I travel with my family while waiting for our flight and we have nothing to do, we sit down and we observe the people there. And sometimes when we watch some people, I look at them and I think this person is very likely to be Christian.
你有没有这种感觉？有时候你看到别人的时候，你在猜猜，很可能这个人是基督徒。你看他的行为，你看他跟别人讲话，你看他的动作，你看他的行为，你可能他是基督徒。
And do you have the same feeling sometimes when you watch someone's speech and his mannerism and how he treats others and you think to yourself, this person is likely to be Christian?
有没有这样的经验?
Have you had such an experience?
有没有观察可能？也可能是因为他跟人家，他帮助一个人，然后他很有耐性，他你一看就看一下，很可能他是基督徒，因为你看他别人这样恶待他，他还是充满了仁慈、忍耐。 爱心，不断的这样，很可能这个人是基督徒。And
you might observe how he is being helpful to others, and even when mistreated, he is patient and full of love and full of patience in his reply. You look at such a person, and you might think this is probably a Christian.
但是我们要转过来问，当别人看你的时候，他可不可以看出你是基督徒？
But we want to turn that question around. When somebody looks at you, is the person able to tell that you are Christian?
但是不断地看你的时候呢，你是不是越来越看，你真的很像基督徒？
And as a person looks at you, more and more he finds that you look like a Christian. Is that true of you?
是不是真的？
Is that true?
这个就是我们要问的这个问题。
And this is the question we want to ask.
我们每一年，一年过一年，一年又过一年，是不是我们每年都再进一步一点，更像主耶稣？
Year after year, as we live our lives, are we a step closer to looking more like Christ?
我们应该越活越像耶稣基督。
We ought to be more and more like Christ in our lives.
我们越祷告，我们越读经，我们越聚会，我们应该比去年更多的像耶稣。
The more we pray, the more we read our Bibles, the more we gather together, we ought to look more like Christ than the year before.
所以2017年是不是比2016年更像耶稣基督呢？
So are we more like Christ in 2017 compared to 2016?
这个问题是我们必须要思想的。
This is a question that we all need to think about.
因为当我们来到主面前的时候，我们主要问我们，我已经把你拯救了，请问你越来越像耶稣基督吗？
Because when we come face to face with Christ and He asks, I have already saved you, but are you more and more like Christ?
但是今天的问题是，今天的基督徒越来越不像基督徒，而是越来越像世界。所以今天的社会呢，今天的非基督徒呢，看我们的时候呢，看不出有什么不同。为什么要相信？为什么要信耶稣？为什么要信福音？根本没有两样。
But the problem is, Christians or believers today are not more and more like Christ. But instead, they become more and more like the world. So when the world looks at a Christian and they conclude that the Christian is no different from us, so why should we believe in Jesus Christ? Because the pursuits of a Christian today is exactly the same as the world. Because the speech of a Christian today is the same as the world. Because the lives of a Christian today is the same as the world. And the characteristics of a Christian today is the same as the world.
我看到一个弟兄，在一个商场上面看到一个弟兄在排队，人龙很长，我看到他，为什么你排队？你在等什么啊？
There was once I met a brother who was in a long queue in the shopping mall, and when I saw him, I greeted him and asked him, what are you queuing up for?
就是这条龙很长很长，很多人在排啊，你在排什么？你是在等什么？
It's a really long queue and everybody was in it, and I asked the brother, what are you queuing up for?
每个人都看队很长，一定是好东西，他就排，我在等什么？不知道。
And when I asked him what he's queuing up for, he says he doesn't know. He just said that because the queue is long, it must be for something good.
这个就是新加坡人。
This is a Singaporean.
一看就知道是新加坡。
And you know that's a Singaporean.
因为他是。
And he is 加速。
所以你看到吗？我们活得跟别人没有一样。请问你作为基督徒跟别人有什么两样呢？
When we live our lives that is no different from unbelievers, then what kind of Christian are we?
所以你看第三章第一节。
Look at chapter 3 verse 1.
他说，所以你们若真的与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事。
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above.
所以你看到吗？你要注意的是上面的事，不是地上的事。
You should be paying attention to things that are above, not below.
他说你要思念上面的事，第二节，不要思念地上的事。
Second verse, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
你在想什么非常重要。
What you are thinking about is crucial.
所以我给我的孩子都有，我的孩子的名字都有想这个字。
Therefore, my children's names are all having the word ponder or to think.
可能他们很小，他们不知道。
Maybe they are still young and they do not know.
我盼望他们思想天上的事，所以叫怀天。
And I want my son to think about the things of the heaven. That's why 怀天。
我盼望他每天都在思想天上的事，不过好像没有。
I hope that he will be thinking about things above every day, but apparently not.
你要多为我祷告。
So you need to pray for me.
那我第二个叫怀恩的，盼望他思想神的恩典。
And my second son is called 怀恩。I'm hoping that he will be thinking about God's grace.
第三个就是怀希，希望的希，盼望他充满了希望。
And the third son is called 怀希。I'm hoping that he will think about hope.
所以你想什么很重要吗？重要。
So what you are thinking is crucial.
今天我们人生里面呢、啊，充满了许多的问题啊。
Our lives are filled with problems.
今天呢，辅导学、心理学都知道，到处的人都需要辅导，都要心理的处理，心理的问题。
There's all this kind of psychology and counseling courses because it shows that people everywhere requires counseling.
为什么人这么多问题？就是因为他不懂得控制他的思想，不懂得管理他的思想，不懂得他在想什么。
Why are people full of problems? That because they do not know how to control and manage their thoughts and what they think about.
就算今天的心理学也知道这个这么重要。
And even psychology today knows of this importance.
因为如果你思想错误呢，你就有错误的行为。
Because if you have the wrong thoughts, it will result in the wrong actions.
今天的辅导学心理学里面有一门叫做 cognitive therapy， 意思是说怎么样来管理，怎么来控制你的思想，怎么来管理你的思想，你就有好的行为。
And today, in psychology, they talk about cognitive therapy. In other words, if you know how to control and manage your thoughts, it will then result in the right action.
所以我认为认知心理学 cognitive therapy 有圣经的根据，因为它讲的就是你管理你的心思意念，你要心思，这个意念要变化，它要变化。
And so I do think that cognitive therapy has biblical roots because it talks about how you need to manage your thoughts.
所以在这个罗马书里面讲说，你要心意更新而变化。罗马书第十二章第二节，他说你要心意更新而变化。在哥罗西书这边也是讲到说，你要思念，你要管理你的思念，要思想，你的思想对，你就有正确的行为；思想错，就有错误的行为。
Romans 12:2 tells us to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So this is similar to Colossians 3. When you are setting your minds on the right things, then you will have the right actions.
当然我们可以讲说心思，思想是什么。
Of course, we could start asking the question, what is the meaning of thought?
圣经里面讲的心啊，它不是指我们的心脏，它是指我们的心思意念，就是我们的思想。
When the Bible talks about our heart or our minds, the heart is not about the physical organ, it's talking about our thoughts.
所以是讲到我们里面的人，我的里面这个真正的我。
It's talking about the man inside, the real me.
所以你的这个人，你价值观、你的思想、你对事物的看法、你对全世界的这个观，这个东西呢，直接影响到我们的行为。
And it talks about our values and what we think about and what our worldview and all this will have direct implications on our actions.
所以这个心理学呢、啊，这个哲学、这个辅导学呢，应该是属于圣经的范畴里面，而不是属于外面，因为 真正如何管理一个人心思意念是神，是属灵的事情，不是属世的事情。
So be it psychology or counseling, actually these are within the jurisdiction of the Bible, because how you actually think is actually a spiritual issue and not a physical issue.
所以今天的人呢，为什么越活越像世人，越活越像跟世人没有分别呢？因为他的心思意念都跟世人一模一样。
So why do Christians today live their lives more and more like the world? That's because whatever they think about is just like the world.
但是保罗在这边讲说不要。
But Paul is saying that to us here, no.
他说如果你真的耶稣基督一复活，如果你是真的基督徒，你就寻求上面的事情。
If you have been raised with Christ, in other words, if you are a true Christian, then seek the things that are above.
所以你的思想天，因为今天很多人所想的，你二十四小时所想的都是地上的事情，怪不得你活像地上。但是如果你想的是耶稣基督，你想的是属天的事情，你想的是属灵的事情，你活出来就有属灵的表现。
If you spend 24 hours a day thinking about the things on the earth, no wonder you live like the world. But if you spend your time thinking about things above, and you will then start living like a Christian.
这个是很自然的事情。
This is natural.
日有所思，夜有所梦。
Whatever you think about in the day, you dream about at night.
啊，你看到那些孩子，你看到我的孩子，他很喜欢打篮球，走到哪里都是这样的。
You look at my children, they love basketball, and wherever they walk, they will have that.Kind of action.
他的动作告诉你他想在想什么。
Then they're through their actions, I know what is in their mind.
以前我打这个高尔夫球，跟那些高尔夫球人走到哪里，他都是这样。
And I used to play golf, and when I meet my friends who play golf, they will be having that swinging action all the time.
啊，那么小时候打功夫，每个人都。
And when we were young, we liked kung fu, and everybody was
trying to pose.
Whatever you think about in your mind, it will show forth in your actions.
如果你心里面充满圣经，你表现出来都是圣经的话。
If your hearts and minds are full of the Bible, then whatever you do will be biblical.
所以在这边讲，所以你如果真的耶稣基督一同复活，你真的复活，你真的是基督徒，你的表现，你的思想就不一样的。请问你的思想里面充满的是天上的事情，是耶稣基督的事情，还是你自己属世的事情呢？
Because this passage tells us that if you are thinking about these things, then your actions will be different. So the question to you is, are you thinking about things above or are you thinking about things on earth?
让我们来先看看这段圣经。
Let's look at this passage.
第三章第一段第一句话，或者第前面两个字，所以。
Chapter 3, the first two words, if then.
Then. 所以的意思是说前面发生的事情，所以后面有这些事情。
Then means there is because of whatever that was written before, therefore now you look at the things after that.
所以基本上前面两章呢，说到其实很短，只有四章了。前面两章是在讲到这个理论，后面两章是在讲应用。
And Colossians is a very short book. There are only four chapters. The first two chapters is about theory, while chapters 3 and 4 is application.
那么前面他讲的是什么呢？
What was written before this?
其实前面是基本上是在讲哥罗西书，基本上是讲基督论。
Actually, the book of Colossians is on Christology.
基督论是很重要，就是耶稣是谁，为什么他这么重要。他如果你认识到这个，你就应该有不同的表现。
Christology is important because if you know who is Jesus and what he did and what he taught, then it will result in the right action.
就好像我们刚才看的这个第三章第一节说，如果你若与基督一同复活，你就思想上面的事情，因为耶稣在那里，因为基督在那里。
Just like what we said earlier on, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以耶稣基督是谁呢？
Who is Jesus Christ?
啊，你看一看第一章第十五节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 15.
啊，耶稣在第一章第十五节，当然这边他有引言，然后呢，第十五节他说，那爱子呢，就是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切所造之先。因为万有都是靠他而造，无论是天上地上，看见看不见，有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借他而造，也是为他而造。他在万有之先，万有是靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，他从死里复活，首先复活的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。看第十九节很重要，因为 父喜欢叫一切的丰盛全部呢居住在他那里。
Chapter 1 verse 15, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. And verse 19 is crucial. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
所以在这边讲到他的丰盛，你看到吗？
And it talks about the fullness.
那个主神的丰盛完完全全全部在耶稣基督里面。
And all the fullness of God dwells in Jesus Christ.
在耶稣里面，你有就有，有耶稣就有主父神一切的丰盛。
If you have Jesus, then you will have the fullness of God.
所以这个是非常重要的是，在哥罗西书的时候，你要看到这个丰盛这两个字。
And so in the book of Colossians, you want to pay attention to the word fullness.
让我们来看第二章第六节。
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 6.
他说你们既然接受了耶稣基督就当遵他而行，就说你信了主你就要听从主的话。
Therefore as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord so walk in him. In other words, since you have received Jesus Christ you are to obey his word.
所以如果你是接受了耶稣基督就遵他而行，然后在他里面生根建造，信心得以坚固，要领受他的教导，感谢之心就会增长。
As you have received Jesus Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving.
如果是这样的话呢，第八节说你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照基督，乃是照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。看第九节，因为神的本性，一切的丰盛，都在有形有体的住在耶稣基督里面。你们在他里面也得了丰盛，丰盛，丰盛，丰盛这两个字。
Verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Verse 9, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. And verse 10, you have been filled in him. So fullness, filled, fullness, fullness.
所以这边讲到耶稣基督是丰盛的，超越的，充满的，这个非常重要。
So Jesus, that in him is the fullness, and he is actually above all things. He is before all things, and he is the one who is filling. And so this is important.
为什么要讲耶稣基督的丰盛呢？
Why do we need to talk about the fullness of Christ?
因为哥罗西的教会呢，开始讲到许多人间的是哲学，人间的理学。讲到人间的这个遗传，第八节，人间的遗传，各种，还有接下来他有讲到各种各样的这种人的问题。
Because in the Colossian church, verse 8 tells us that the Colossian church was getting involved in worldly philosophy and empty deceit and human tradition and all kinds of other things.
所以他这边里面开始强调律法主义，开始强调这个神秘主义，开始强调禁欲主义。
And they started to emphasize on legalism, mysticism, and asceticism.
这个就是第二章所讲的话。
This is what is written in chapter 2.
保罗说不用，只要耶稣就够了，你不要用人的思想，要不要人的哲学，不要用人的传统，不要用这个律法主义，不要用神秘主义，不要用这些都是人的，只要违背圣经，违背耶稣基督就是错的。
And Paul is telling us, no, all you need is Christ, not worldly philosophy, not human tradition, not legalism, not mysticism, not asceticism. And if there is anything of all this that creeps in, it is all wrong.
他说有耶稣基督就够了。
All you need is to have Jesus Christ.
因为基督是丰盛的。
Because in him there is fullness.
而且你看在第九节，因为神本性的一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里面，你们在他里面也得了这个丰盛。
Verse 9 again, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him.
所以呢，你刚才我一讲到为什么我们今天的人活着呢跟别人一模一样呢，因为我们全部思想地上的事情，没有思想天上的事情。
And just now I mentioned why is it that Christians today live just like the world, and the reason is because they are thinking about the things on earth and not on things in heaven.
所以我们要思想，如果你想到耶稣基督的丰盛，你就不会贪图地上的小便宜。
And therefore, we ought to be meditating on the abundance of Christ, because when you do that, you will not be coveting after the little things on earth.
如果你真的思想到耶稣基督的丰盛呢，你就明白，你就不会被世上的许多的这些诱惑带领被掳去。
If you are indeed meditating on the abundance of Christ, then you will not be tempted and you will not be held captive by the things of this earth.
所以在这边他讲到说，你看到第回来我们看哥罗西书第三章再一次，他说，所以你们若真的与耶稣基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有耶稣坐在那里。为什么你要求上面的事情？为什么要想上面的事情呢？因为耶稣基督，你的神，你的真，你的救主，就坐在那里。
Coming back to chapter 3, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Why should we be meditating on the abundance of Christ? That's because why should we be thinking about the heaven, things in heaven? That's because our Lord is there.
因为他就在那里。
Because he is there.
这他是谁呢？
Who is he?
刚才我们已经读过了哥罗西书一章第十五节，那爱子就是耶稣基督，他是不能看见之神的像。
And we have already read earlier on, he is the image of the invisible God.
啊，这个像字呢，不是人的物体的像，不是 physical image, 而是神的这个形象 image, 这是神的这个本性的表现。
This image here is not referring to a handcrafted thing, an idol, but rather he is actually the person that displays all of God's characteristics.
所以神的本性，他的属性在耶稣基督里面彰显出来。
God's nature, his characteristics is all displayed in Jesus.
那么这位耶稣是谁呢？他是那位全世界靠他造的。
Who is this Jesus? The whole world was made by him.
他，你看第十六节，第一章十六节，他说都是靠他而造，而且是为他而造，而且是靠他而立。如果你只看十六到第十七节的意思。
And if you look at verses 16 to 17, all things are made by him and for him.
所以他神的一切的丰富都住在他里面。
So all the fullness of God dwells in Jesus.
那么神的丰富包括什么呢？
What does the fullness of God incorporate?
在旧约里面，他神在诗篇里面讲到说，神在形容山跟野地，他说树林里面所有的百兽都是我的，千山都的牲畜都是我的，山中的鸟都是我的，意思全世界都是他的。
In Psalm 50, it tells us, every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills, all the birds of the hills I know, and all that moves in the field is mine. In other words, the whole world belongs to God.
这个是用诗人用这种写诗的方法表示全世界都是他的。
And the psalmist uses poetry to establish the fact that the whole world belongs to God.
诗篇24篇讲得更加清楚，地和其中充满的世界跟其中住在其内都属乎耶和华。
Psalm 24 verse 1 is even clearer, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein.
所以整个世界是耶稣基督造的，也是为他造的，也是靠他造的，是完全靠他而立起来的。
So the whole world is made by Jesus and is made for Jesus, and it is because of him that he holds all things together.
所以你知道吗？你就是耶稣基督自己造的。
So do you know that you are made by Jesus?
你知道吗？你是为他而造的。
And you were made for Jesus.
你是靠他能够继续活下去。
And you depend on him to sustain your life.
你的口中的气也是他所赐的。
The breath in your mouth is given by him.
所以你的一切都是属于他的。
All that is yours belongs to him.
然后你说我不管他是谁。
And then you say, I don't care who he is.
And
for the Chinese, if a child is unfilial, that's a big sin.
不但是中国人，就是亚洲人都是这样，我们很注重孝道。
Not just Chinese, but for Asians, we emphasize filial piety.
不孝敬父母是大罪。
To not be filial is a big sin.
如果不孝敬，那创造你、给你口从中的生命的那一位神呢，是更大的罪。
And if you do not honor the God who created you, the God who granted you the breath of life, that is an even greater sin.
所以不相信、不接受、不随从、不听从耶稣基督就是罪。
So if you do not believe, if you do not accept, if you do not obey the Lord Jesus, that is sin.
因为他就是你的创造主。
Because he is your creator.
而且你是为他造，你又不听他的话。
You,
这个就是罪。
You were created for him, and if you disobey him, that's sin.
那我们来看希伯来书第一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书里面讲到耶稣基督是谁。
Hebrews tells us who Jesus is.
希伯来书第一章说，神借着古时候，借着众先知多次多方晓谕列祖，就是在末世是借着他儿子晓谕我们，早已立他为承受万有者，他曾借着，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神盆底的真相。他常用全能的命令托住万有。
Hebrews 1:1 Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these days, in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
耶稣基督是谁？他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Jesus Christ is the radiance of the glory of God.
他是神本体的真相。
And He is the exact imprint of His nature.
如果耶稣彰显他的光辉的话，我们连看他都不能看，因为我们好像看太阳这样，不能看，他太亮了。
IfJesus displays His glory to us, we will not be able to behold it because it will just be like staring at the sun.
耶稣就是彰显全世界的，他的光辉都在他身上。
And Jesus actually is the radiance of the glory of God, and He is showing this to the whole world.
他是超越天使，他超越摩西，这个其实就是这个希伯来书所讲的。他超越天使，超越摩西，超越旧约的律法，超越一切，这个就是希伯来书的主题。
The main theme of Hebrews is actually to show us how Jesus is above the law of Moses. He is above angels. He is above the world, and He is above everything.
所以一切的丰盛都在耶稣基督里面。
So all the fullness of God is in Jesus Christ.
这一位神是，你要讲这一位神是怎么样的神，耶稣基督就是怎么样的。
And whatever you can say about God, you can say about Jesus.
这一位神是怎么样呢？他说有就有，命立就立。
And this God is what kind of God? He spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm.
他只要一出生，他一讲话，事情就成就。
Whatever that He says will come to pass.
而且呢，在以赛亚书十四章二十七节，他讲说，主如果定义万，耶和华如果定义呢？万军之耶和华如果定义呢，谁能废弃？他的手伸出，谁能转回呢？
Isaiah 14:27 tells us, For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back?
所以你要思想天上之事情，想什么呢？耶稣基督，耶稣基督是谁呢？他坐在神的右边，是大有权能的耶稣基督。
So you need to be thinking about Jesus Christ, and who is Jesus Christ? He is the radiance of the glory of God. He is seated at the right hand of God.
为什么要思想天上的？因为耶稣基督就坐在那里。
Why do we need to meditate on the things in heaven? That's because our Lord is there.
为什么你要思想天上的事情？因为我们的生命也在那里。
Why do we need to think about the things in heaven? That's because our lives are also there.
因为如果你回去看哥罗西书。
Returning to Colossians.
哥罗西书里面第三章第一节那边讲什么呢？
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 again.
他说呢，他说你们若真的与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，因为有耶稣基督坐在那神的右边。你要思想上面的事，不要思想地上的事。第三节。因为你已经死了，你的生命与基督藏在神里面。
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
你说我活在地上。
You say I live on the earth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、亲戚朋友们，你要知道，我们这个生命、这个肉身是会死的。
But dear brothers and sisters, friends and relatives, you want to know that this body will die.
但是我们真正的生命现在就在耶稣里面，藏在天上了。
But our real life that is within us is now already in heaven, hidden with Christ.
那个更好的在天上。
The better is in heaven.
如果你看不到这一点，你怪不得你拼命追求地上的事情。
If you cannot see this, there's no wonder you keep pursuing the things on earth.
你拼命抓地上的东西。
And you keep grasping for things on earth.
我们传福音的时候，告诉人说。你如果这个赚得全世界，赔上自己生命有什么益处呢？所以不要追求地上的财宝。
And when we preach the gospel, we often tell them what profit a man if you gain the whole world but forfeits your own soul. So do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth.
所以这是跟你们说的，不过我拼命抓，拼命抓。
And I tell you this thing, but then I will keep grasping and grasping and grasping.
不是吗？我们拼命追求，拼命追求。请问你的心在哪里？就在你的钱在哪里。
Is that not true? If you keep grasping for all these things, then where is your heart? Is where your treasures are.
不管你怎么样抓呢，你还是会死的。
No matter how you gather, you will die.
聪明的人不会把自己的棺材用金钱来填满的，因为一起都烧掉的。
And an intelligent man will not fill his coffin with money because he knows that it will be burnt.
我不知道，我忘记了，没有告诉你过这个故事。我每次想起来都觉得很好笑。
And I cannot remember whether I told you about this story. Every time I think about it, I think it's very, very.
有一个朋友，有一个人很有钱。
There's a very rich man.
不过他要死了。
He's about to die.
但是他没有家人。
He has no family.
他一心就是赚钱。
And he spent his whole life earning money.
他赚了很多钱，他快死了之后，他知道不能带去。
He has a lot of money and he knows that he's dying and he cannot bring it to him.
他心里很不甘愿。
And he just feels very sorry for himself.
我赚了这么多钱都不能带走，这样怎么办？
I've earned so much money and I cannot bring it to me. What shall I do?
他就跟他的好朋友说。
So he told his good friend.
你跟我做了好朋友这么久。
You are my good friend for a long time.
你一定要帮我这个事情。
You must help me fulfill my dying wish.
所以当我死的时候呢，我要把这些钱呢、啊。
When I die, I want you to take all my money, put it into my coffin, and burn it together with me.
这朋友说好了，你是我是你好朋友，我一定这样做。
And the friend said, "You are my good friend. Of course, I'll do that."
这他死的时候怎么办呢？
And so after the friend died,
他朋友说，哎呀，太可惜了，我写一张 check 放在你身上，你下去 cash 吧。
And the friend said, "It is such a pity that you have died, so I will hereby write you a check of that same value and place it in your coffin. You can use that and cash it."
你的现金我就拿着，你就带着我的 cash 下去吧，带着我的 checkbook， 带着我的这个支票下去吧。
I will keep the cash, and you can have the check, and you can cash it when you are there.
你聪明吗？
Is this smart?
像谁拿到那个钱？
Who got the cash?
那你带不走的。
You cannot bring it.
但是如果你一直思想地上的事情，怪不得你一直活像地上的人。他说你的生命藏在主里面，主有多丰盛，你就有多丰盛。你信不信？你的生命，如果我们不是这样活，可见我们不信。
If you keep thinking about things on earth, no wonder you live like the world. But if you believe that Jesus is above in heaven, and your life is hidden with Christ in heaven, then you should be living for things that are above.
如果我们只想到地上呢，圣经里面保罗说，如果你的生命，如果你的生命，你只有地上的生命才有宝贵，你没有天上的盼望，你比众人还要可怜。
If your life is all about things on this earth, Paul said in the Bible, he wrote that if you have hope in this life only, then you are of all men most to be pitied.
因为我们看到世界上所有的事情，你不是生病死，你就是老死，要不然的话，你生命里面你没有一样东西可以带走的。
And we look around and we know that you will either die of illness or you might die of old age. But whatever the case, when you die, you cannot bring anything with you.
我们祷告的时候也是这样子，祷告地上的平安，祷告地上的财富，祷告地上的健康。不过无论如何，你有一天还是会死的。你真正要祷告是在神里面的生命不受到伤害，而且充满了 天上的生命的表象。
And our prayer is like that. We pray that God give us things on earth. We pray that God heal our illnesses here and give us good health. But whatever the case, you will still die.
你有没有看过不死的人？
Have you seen anyone who did not die?
每一个人都要经历这个，难道神不信是吗？不是的，神说真正的生命是在里面的，不是在这个肉体的。这个肉体不管怎么样，我知道我们将来的生命比现在更好，你信不信？
Everyone will die, but does that mean that God is not faithful? Of course not. That is because God knows that our life is not on this earth, and the question is, do you believe in this?
我们要看到是他真正里面生命的表现。
What we want to see is the true life within.
如果你真正有这个生命，你会表现出那个真正生命里面的生命出来，跟别人不同的。
If you really have this belief, then whatever that you do, your behavior, whatever that reflects the inner self, will be different from others.
人家追求你不追求。
People strive and you don't.
人家生气你不生气。
They are angry and you're not.
人害怕你不害怕。
They are fearful and you're not.
你有平安，你有盼望，你有喜乐。
You have joy, you have peace, you have hope.
你好像不属于这个世界。
It would seem like you don't belong to this world.
真的，你不属这世界。
And that indeed is true.
你是天上的子民。
Because you are a citizen of heaven.
你不是属于地上。
You do not belong.
你里面的生命表现出来是世界上的人没有的。
The inner life that you can show is what others do not have.
那个就证明出你是与基督一同复活，你不是属于地上。
And that will prove that you are indeed raised with Christ and you do not belong to this world.
因为你的生命是藏在那边的。
Because your life is hidden up there.
所以今天我们活着的生命，不管你怎么样活，你怎么样摧残，你都可以拿去，但是我天上的生命你拿不走。
And when you live your life today, no matter how or what people do to you, you know that they cannot rob you of the eternal life you have in heaven.
所以保罗说什么呢？保罗坐在监牢里面，在腓立比书一章的时候，他说：“不管发生什么事情，无论是生是死，总要基督在我身上照常显大，因为我活着是基督，死了就有益处。”
Philippians 1:20, Paul writes, "As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed." And that with full courage now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
如果我们活着是基督活在我们里面，现在活出来是耶稣基督，因为有耶稣基督的生命，活出来就显出耶稣基督的生命，你就知道你是属于天上的，不是属于地上的。
If you are truly living the life like Christ, because Christ is in you, then you prove that you belong to heaven and not on earth.
所以你的生命是丰盛。
So your life is abundant.
所以你就不怕死亡。
And you will not fear death.
你就不轻看这个世界上的这些事情。
And you will view the things on earth lightly.
人要拿你的外衣里衣也给他。
If people ask for your cloak, you will also give him your tunic.
你要他走一里路，你就走两里路。
And people who make you walk a mile, you will walk two.
因为知道在天上比现在的更好。
Because you know that what is in heaven is better than here.
其实保罗坐在监牢里面，在腓立比书的时候，他说：“我情愿离世与基督同在，是好的无比的。”
When Paul wrote Philippians, he says he rather leave this world and be with Christ, for that to him is gain.
你记得保罗说什么吗？
Do you remember what Paul said?
保罗有一次呢，他说：“我曾经到过第三层天，对不对？”
Paul once wrote that he had been to the third heaven.
他曾经到过第三层天。
He has been to the third heaven.
没有人知道。
No one knows.
但是呢，他看到的事情他要讲，神说不可以讲。
Whatever that he saw, he would want to say, but God forbid it.
因为他到那边，他说这边有神秘的，我看到这些，我看到天使，看到这些东西，他要写，他说不要写，不可以写，这个是隐秘的。
And whatever that Paul saw, whether angels or whatever, he wanted to write it, but God forbid it.
我们看保罗讲一些东西，可以讲一点，透露一点 tips。
And we really want to tell Paul, you know, please give us a little bit of But Paul said, no, I cannot tell you the details of it. The only thing I can tell you is it's so good.
所以我们不知道，不过我看保罗的表现真的是很好。
And even though we do not know what was there, but we look at Paul's life and we know he must be good.
我只能够凭信心接受。
I can only accept it by faith.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们的生命在基督里面是好的无比的。
The Bible tells us that our life in Christ is good beyond measure.
所以我们必须要思想天上的事情，因为耶稣基督就在那里。
So we need to think about the things in heaven because our Lord is there.
为什么我们要思想？因为我们的生命在那里。
We need to meditate because our lives are also there.
不但是这样，不但是这样，我们的将来，我们将来的荣耀也在那里。
And not just that, because our future glory will also be there.
我们回去看哥罗西书。
We return to Colossians.
我哥罗西书呢，在那边讲说，他说第三节说，因为你们死了，你们生命与基督一同藏在那里。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在哪里？荣耀里。
And for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, verse 4, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以这边告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
他说将来的，这是将来，不是现在的。
This is talking about the future and not the present.
他说将来耶稣基督再一次显现的时候。
When Christ appears.
什么时候耶稣基督再一次显现呢？
When will Christ appear again?
圣经里面不断的开始的时候，我们就讲到耶稣会再来。
And we already started this sermon by saying the Lord Jesus Christ will
return. 因为圣经里面常常耶稣说我会再来，我会再来，我会再来。
Because the Bible is full of prophecies, Jesus keeps saying, I will return, I will return.
人类不断的说，我已经等了两千年，你都没来。
But humans say, I've waited for 2,000 years and you have failed to come.
哪里有这种事情？
And we scoff, it is not possible.
但是神的话一点一话都不能废弃。
But God's word, not a jot nor a tittle will pass away.
我们感谢主有这本圣经，这本是几千年不能够动摇的，人不能够改变的。
We thank the Lord that we have the Bible that has survived the 2,000 years and it has not changed.
里面有多少耶稣基督他自己的预言将来会出现的事情？
There are so many prophecies about Jesus' return.
那么他告诉我们他会再
来。And he tells us that he will return.
以前我在想再来再来什么时候不知道。
In the past, I keep thinking he will return, but when I do not know.
因为我知道圣殿还没有说他不会这么快来的。
Because I know that the temple has not been rebuilt, so it's not going to be soon.
不过现在圣殿好像快要建了。
But now the temple seems to be built soon.
我也开始害怕了。
And I am fearful myself.
啊，你害怕吗？
Are you fearful?
如果你准备好，你就不怕。
If you are prepared, you will not fear.
我们准备好吗？
Are we prepared?
我们要准备主啊，你拯救我们，我们要怎么样表现你拯救我们的生命呢？
And we need to prepare ourselves and meet God when He comes. We will, when the Lord comes, what kind of things do we have to show Him?
但是这里第四节他说，耶稣是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以主显现的时候会怎么样呢？他说，当约翰一书我们很熟悉的三章二节，他说，当主耶稣显现的时候，我们必要像他，而且呢，必见他的真体。
And 1 John 3, 2, we are very familiar that when Jesus appears again, we shall be like him and we shall see him as he is.
当主显现的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我知道你们年轻人呢、啊，根本没有想象将来会怎么样。
And brothers and sisters, I know that many of you young people do not think about how the future will be like.
因为你认为你还在长大，你会明天会更好。
Because you are still growing up and you think tomorrow is going to be better.
当你过了五十的时候，我就会笑。
After you pass 50, I will laugh.
因为过了五十，你都小下坡了，明天不会更好的。
Because after you pass 50, you are on a downhill, tomorrow will not be better.
然后呢，你就知道这个盼望多么重要。
And then you will know how important this hope is.
啊，你要知道，当那时候呢，我的皮肤不痒的。
And I know that when I'm there, I will not have itchy skin.
因为我们比孩子的皮肤更漂亮。
Because our skin will be fairer than a newborn babe.
我们有一个新的生命，有新的身体，像耶稣的，一定是比现在更好。我跟你 promise， 一定比更好。
We will have a new life, we will have a new body, and I can promise you, it will be much better.
将来没有疼痛，没有眼泪，没有伤痛。
There will be no pain, no tears.
我们的身体完全像耶稣一样。
Our bodies will be like Jesus.
将来 主给我们预备的福气，我们现在还不能够完全享受。
The blessings that the Lord has prepared for us is beyond our imagination today.
如果你真的相信耶稣基督所预备的比我们现在更好，你就不会活到一个好像一个乞丐这样。
If you know and believe that whatever the Lord has prepared for us is far better than what we have today, you will not live like a beggar.
我讲一个故事给你听。
Let me tell you a story.
有一个夫妇，他没有孩子。
There's a couple who do not have children.
那么他们出去吃饭的时候，看见有很多孤儿，很多这个乞丐。
And they went out to have a meal and saw many beggars.
所以他就动了慈心，哎呀，这么可怜，他就领养一个乞丐。
And they felt pity on them, and they took one beggar, and they adopted the beggar as their child.
然后带着回家去给他吃，给他穿，给他所有的荣华富贵，什么他有都给他。
And brought this beggar child that they adopted back home and gave this child everything that they have.
所以这个孩子哇，突然间可以享受这么多东西。
And this child could suddenly enjoy all these things.
那么有一天呢，这个父母亲呢很喜欢。到了那个餐馆去，又再回到那餐馆去。不过这次带着这个乞丐，这个自己领养的这个乞丐回去，他的自己儿子回去。
And this couple loves to go back to the restaurant to dine, and so this time they went back to the restaurant, but this time with the adopted child who used to be a beggar.
所以这个乞丐曾经在那边讨饭吃，去到那边跟他一起吃完了之后呢，他的父母亲去。有事情走开去还钱，这个乞丐看到没有人看，他也照样吃别人掉下来的东西，拿出来也吃。
And so after the meal, the parents went to settle the bill, and this the child looked around and saw that nobody was looking and started to pick up scraps on the floor to eat.
他习惯了以前的生活。
Because he was too used to the previous life.
这个父母回来看到，哎呦，为什么你做这些生意？你现在已经是。丰衣足食了，为什么你还要做这种别人掉下来的东西，肮脏不要吃了？但是他还是做这个事情。
And when the parents returned from settling the bill, they found the child eating scraps of food from the floor, and they quickly stopped him. And why do you do this? You already have abundance. Why are you still eating scraps on the floor?
难道你不知道我们家里有这么多丰富的？为什么你要吃这些东西
？Do you not know how abundant we have at home waiting for you? Why are you eating scraps of food?
我们不是这样吗？
Aren't we like that?
我们今天不是这样，我们贪图地上的东西，但是不知道天上的比这个好多的一千倍一万倍。
We are loving the things on earth, but not knowing that the things in heaven is way, way better than this by tens of thousands of times.
所以今天呢，如果你没有真的耶稣基督复活呢，我们讲说你穿起龙袍不像太子。
And if you are not truly been raised with Christ,We say that you can put on the emperor's dress and you still don't look like one.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你穿起那个龙袍好像皇帝的服装，但是做出来的样子呢，完全是像乞丐，讲话像乞丐，走路像乞丐，吃饭的样子也像乞丐。
You can put on the emperor's clothes, but yet in the end your behavior still shows that you are like a beggar.
大家有没有听过这个电影，我们叫做 Princess Diary, 有看过公主的这个日记。
Have you watched this movie, The Princess Diary, before?
啊，这个 Princess Diary 的意思是说，在欧洲有一个国家，结果他的国王死了之后没有继承人，后来他找到一个继承人，原来在美国。那么他找到这个继承人的时候呢，这个继承人也不知道他的父母原来是国王。
And so there's a kingdom in Europe.Whose king died without an heir, and in the end they traced the bloodline and found an heir in USA.
结果呢，他说，哎呦，原来你是这个公主，所以我们要带回去你做一个公主。所以现在从现在开始呢，但是他在那边是跟人家，他就是活在地下阶层呢，走路、讲话又粗言，又肮脏污秽，然后走路行为都像他这个，好像一个 gangster, 好像一个这个街头打架的人。他说不可以，你不可以这样，我要把你好好的训练，然后把你带回去做一个公主。
And they brought this girl that they found in the streets of America, who is actually living a very down life, and they brought her to the kingdom, and she still behaved like a gangster, and her speech and whatever that she does is not exactly like a princess, and they had to train her to become one.
所以他说现在你已经是公主了，不要再讲话出言肮脏污秽的话，不要讲，走路要有恩慈，讲话要有恩典，还有怜悯，讲话好像公主一样，招手要像公主一样。
And so they had to train her to walk like a graciously, gracefully like a princess, and speak graciously like a princess, and also to train her to do all kinds of things, and her behavior need to be like that of a royalty.
我们今天基督徒就是这样。
Christians are like that.
所以我们要学习操练，不要再像以前这样。讲话、做事、思想都像过去，你这样改了，因为我们现在是天上的子民，要活像天上的人，所以我们要一天比一天更像耶稣基督。
And we are saved, and we are now citizens of heaven. We should not live our lives like the past as an unbeliever. Whatever that we say, whatever that we do, we have to reflect the image of Christ more and more.
讲到这里，你不用担心，我只讲了四节。
And don't worry, I'm still at verse 4.
你说，哎呀，我们讲了十三、十二节，你讲这么长，还在讲了四节。
And we read 13 verses, so some of you might be worried that we are still on verse 4 after so long.
其实接下来很简单，就是要活出基督的样式。
Actually, whatever follows next is very simple. Meditate based on the abundance of Christ.
我们如果天上的这个耶稣基督给我们是这么的丰盛，我们要活出这个丰盛的生活。
If Jesus Christ has given us such an abundant life that is waiting for us in heaven, now we need to live it out.
我们不要像那个乞丐的孩子去看人家掉上桌子上掉下来的东西去吃。你在天上有很多，就不要吃这些东西了。
And we should not be like the beggar child was adopted who still continue eating scraps of food off the floor because we have abundance in heaven.
所以你不要再像那个 Princess Diary 里面的公主里面这样，她要改变成为活像天上的事实，把它活出来。
And don't be like the princess in the Princess Diary who cannot live like a princess. We need to live like we belong to heaven.
所以你看第五节，第三章第五节，哥罗西书三章五节，他说，所以你要致死地上的肢体。
Look at Colossians 3:5. We are to put to death what is earthly.
就好像淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶意、贪婪等等这些事情，全部不要把它 put off， 把它脱掉，不要穿上旧的衣服。
Sexual immorality, impurity, etc. Put them off like you are taking off filthy clothes.
不但这些，还包括了第八节的恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、诽谤、口中的污秽言语、彼此说谎，这些全部都不要。
And all the things in verse 8, anger, wrath, malice, slander, lies, put them all away.
这些全部肮脏污秽，这些有些人说前面那一段是讲严重的罪，后面讲轻比较轻的罪，其实也看不出，反正。这个是外面是这些，反正有罪的东西都不要，我们要活上天上圣洁的样子出来。
Some people say there are two lists here because one list is more there are better worse sins and the second list is not as bad. Actually, there is no such distinction. Basically, what it means is everything that is bad and sinful, put them away.
所以你看第九节，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人。这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正像照他的主的形象。
Verse 9, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator.
所以我们要一天比一天更像耶稣基督。
So we need to become more and more Christ-like.
怎么样像耶稣基督呢？你看十二节那边，就好像存着什么怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐等等，这些是跟人上面是对比的。所以我们不要脱去那个，要穿上主的圣洁、主的恩慈、主的谦虚、主的温柔、主的忍耐。
How do we become more Christ-like? Verse 12. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience.
所以这边讲的是你要刻意的脱去，把好像 Princess Diary 里面公主里面把它脱掉，学习要学一个恩慈，蛮有怜悯，蛮有恩慈，活把耶稣基督的丰盛活出来。
So what we need to do is to deliberately put off the bad things, the sinful things, and to be like the princess and learn how to walk gracefully and speak graciously.
所以这段圣经讲什么呢？
So what is this passage telling us?
其实整本哥罗西书是告诉我们耶稣基督是丰盛的。
The whole book of Colossians tells us that Jesus Christ is in him is the fullness of deity.
他是充满了超越了他是足够我们一切的需要。
And he is, he is abundant, and he has surpassed this world, and he is alone is sufficient for all.
为什么我们没有活出这个丰盛呢
？Why do we not live out this abundance？
因为我们不断的要想别的，这个我还有这个，我还有那个，我地上的东西都要，不但是讲物质性，也讲到那些属灵上面啊，要禁欲主义，我们要律法主义，我们要神秘主义，我们要人的哲学，有人这样不要，只要耶稣就够了。
That's because many people, they are constantly grasping for things on this earth, and the material things they want, but also some of the so-called spiritual things like asceticism and legalism and mysticism, they want to do all these things. Actually, what God, the Bible is saying here is you don't need all this. All you need is to have Jesus Christ.
所以他说为什么我们不能够活出这个样子呢？因为我们没有思想天上的事情。你要思想天上的事情，为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督在那里。为什么呢？因为我们的生命在那里，因为我们将来的荣耀全部在那里，所以我们思想天上的事情，我们就能够活出这个样子。
And if we want to live out our lives like this, we need to be meditating on the things above. And that the reason is because our Lord is there, our lives are there, and our future is also there. Only by meditating on the things above will we be able to live out lives that reflect what is above.
2017年是不是比2016年你更像主耶稣呢？
Are you more like Christ in 2017 than 2016?
我不能回答这个问题。
I cannot answer this question.
只有你自己可以回答。
Only you can.
不管你的答案是正还是负，无论如何，2018年要重新开始，肯定2018年一定要比2017年更像你自己。
Whether your answer is yes or no, but you ought to be resolved to live 2018 as someone who is more like Christ.
所以盼望大家在这方面。
So I hope that everyone will be diligent in this area. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that indeed you have given us another year to live as 2017 draws to a close. Forgive us if we have not reflect your glory in our lives in this year. And whatever length of time that you have planned for us and given to us on this earth, we pray and ask that you help us to reflect your glory, to live our lives in a way that reflects, that shows that we are citizens of heaven and that our minds are set on heaven. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.